Blog Talk Radio.
Come on now. Come on, stop, man. But we normally be the first and third Thursday, but
We had some things that came up last Thursday that we felt it was important that we come back and not wait 2 weeks and bring the show to you this week and next week. You ask yourself why. Why should I check out the Love Cafe? The Love Cafe allows you to break that menu down, starting with your starter and appetizer, which is the lust. When you meet somebody, you lust. You see them and you're lusting for them. So that's what the starter and appetizer is all about, the entree. That's getting to the meat of it. But you want to get acquainted, you want to be friends, and to the point you'll eventually move toward being romantic. That's your attraction. Then finally, we look at the thing that mostly they show on the menu is a dessert. They come up to you and ask you what you want for dessert. That is the attachment. But it ain't over with because the menu includes a beverage. And that beverage allows you to be awakened. Come on now. The question is, do love make you uncomfortable? You can be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your expertise, your comments. We want you to be able to chat with myself and the many co-hosts that come in from time to time because you want to talk about love. You want to talk about how that cafe can benefit you. So make sure you dial up. Now, if you just don't want to say anything, you have an opportunity to type in your comments on Instagram, Facebook. But if you got something burning that you must share with us, make sure you call in. If you just want to hear the show, you can go to the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're so proud to have an opportunity to have one of the first Internet Talk Radio. We're glad because God has blessed us. And WBSW stands for We, the Voice of the Smith Way Internet Talk Radio. If you want to take an opportunity to email the show, you can. You can email directly to me, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And if you're really excited about wanting to tweet the show, we're happy with that. You can tweet our show at The Smith Way Production, at LorenzaDSmith15, at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, and at Coach Dr. LorenzaDSmith15. Now, for Instagram, you have an opportunity if you join us on Instagram. It's through Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, and you have an opportunity to be a part of it on Instagram as well. We're being aired on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRALDIBERTOSMITH, as well as on more or less on Instagram. I just share it with you. We're brought on a delayed basis on an on-demand episode on Blog Talk Radio, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, as well as LinkedIn, Tumblr, Google+, as well as YouTube. We're so glad to be before you today. It's an awesome day today. It's been pretty threatening to a sense where I'm located because we have some tornado watches. We have been some tornado warning, and it's just been thunderstorm. But by his grace, it hadn't quite hit us in the area I am in because We had a few challenges earlier in our 1 o'clock show where the weather was changing and our internet was going in and out. But right now, we are standing tall and standing strong. So we're ready to make this thing happen. The last thing I want to share with as we finish with what we call housekeeping, WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 18 countries. We're so proud and so glad to be able to say that we have those individuals in 18 countries. That's including the United States. And on the borders to the north, we have Canada, and to the borders of the south, Mexico. So God is so good. He has blessed us. So we're going to have an awesome show. Let me share with those individuals who join me from time to time as co-host and expert. This young man hailed out of the state of Texas, specifically Dallas-Fort Worth. He's a relationship strategist, a relationship coach, a pastor. And as I tell him, I speak it into existence, a doctor. Without going any further, we like to always mention our co-host, Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt, also joining us out of the state of California, particularly Oakland, California. This young lady puts some boots on, put them on the ground, and go out in the streets of Oakland, California. She goes out with her foundation, with her organization, with her ministry. Owning my own truth, behavior, empowerment. None other than we're so glad to have her when she's able to drop in and out like she do. She offers some awesome ideals. None other than Tina Robinson. The last young lady that normally step in, I know she's been very busy for the last 2 or 3 weeks. This young lady is an author. This young lady also is a life coach. She's the owner of a professional basketball team in the particular division of semi-pro, the River Region Generals. They played in a championship just recently. Want to make sure we give her the right introduction. None other than Sarita Duncan. Those are individuals who join me from time to time. We have two other people as expert comes in. One of our hosts of our Sunday show, Tell the Truth, Christine Walters, join us from time to time, as well as Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, and her ministry is Behind the Mask Ministry. And that's what it's all about. It's good to be able to have those people join us from time to time. They'll call in, they'll tune in. As soon as they come on, I'll make sure I give another introduction that's way, way raving than the one I just gave you. So we want to talk about truly, truly, do love make you uncomfortable? Or have it made you uncomfortable? Do it make you uncomfortable? I want you to think about it for a second. Why we do our process of recognizing Black history. When all our shows, we have what we call a Black History Moment. We reach and grab some people who have made impact and still make an impact in our society. This young man, we want to make sure we give him a holler out. You have probably heard some of his music. We have Brother Ramsey Lewis. He's a jazz composer, a pianist, a producer, and just an awesome brother who's making a change in our world. None other than Brother Ramsey Lewis. That's our Black History Moment. Those individuals join us. I want to give a shout out. I had mentioned a couple of them before. We have Latae Pickett of Inspired to Inspire Ministry. She also, we wanted to give her a shout out because last night had a coming out. She's part of Divine Nine. She's known in this organization, part of the eight Lady of Distinction. She's truly, truly a person that gives of herself for others. She's joining that organization and making a difference. She's the Deuce. And I hope she ain't getting loose. The Deuce. And she's a soul survivor. That's her live name. She's the newest member of the Muscle Show alumni chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. We definitely want to say congratulations, Latae. Keep grinding. Keep moving. Make this thing do what it do. I already gave a shout out to D. Ross, as well as a shout out to C. Renee. And now we want to give a shout out to make sure Turn to Wood. We got to give that individual a shout out. We know that's their handle. So we will make sure. Also, I'm going to take this opportunity and press the question. And we have the question of, give the email again, and the email is Lorenza D, that's Lorenza D, as in David, Smith, Smith, 15 at gmail.com. Share some thoughts with us. And we want to make sure that you have an opportunity for us to address your thoughts. All right, let's get the show started tonight. It's so good. I'm so excited because when we have a love cafe, it's a chance to really talk about love. See, one of the things that we must focus on is that true thing, that true word, which is love. The true word is love. We broke it down into acronyms. And those acronyms, what it means to me and what it may mean to you. The L in love is always listening. If you're not ready to listen in a relationship, particularly when you say you love that individual, then there's going to be a problem there. Not being able to listen is part of an unhealthy relationship. Listening is all about being in a healthy relationship that leads to you loving that person. Also, the next acronym of love is O. O is overcoming the many challenges you have in a relationship. Too many times individuals are not really ready to work. They want to allow the situation to continue like it is. You got to be ready to work. You got to be ready to take on the challenges that come about. The O also means overlooking the faults of others. If that person in a relationship, don't hold on to a fault that person might have. Overlook it and say, I can understand because we all have faults. The next acronym is the V. The V is so important because it's how you value that person you're in that relationship, how you value that person you love how do you value that person? The V also applies to values. What are your values? And then in return, you ask that partner, what are your values? Then you need to come together after you have communicated through listening and articulating and have mutual values. A relationship cannot be successful unless you come to terms and say, we're going to do the same thing. Because we want to get to one place, where is that place of happiness, peace, joy, in agreement, by making sure we can have mutual understanding. Give a shout out to one of my former players back when I coached at a school called McKenzie School. Young man was part of a championship team in football. None other than one of my players. So proud to have him on the line. That's Tyrone Henderson. Thank you, Tyrone, so much for joining us. Because he said, what's good, coach? How are you? I'm doing okay, Tyrone. So we want to make sure when you come up on the board, we want to give you a shout out. We have individual joining us, the branding master, the brand master, 1914, my fraternity brother, a member of Epsilon Theta Sigma chapter in the Hainesville, Alabama area, on part of the Metro Montgomery, none other than my fraternity brother, the brand master, 1914, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Let's get to the E. The acronym, looking at the E in love. The E is everything. The E is truly brings about excitement. When you're in love, you're having fun. When you're in love, you just really like being around that person. It's excitement. You have to be able to be playful. You have to be able to tell jokes. You got to be able to be in a position that you're happy. So the E is everything is important to our relationship. Encouragement is another thing. I'm going to encourage you. And while I'm encouraging you, I'm going to make you smile. I'm going to make you feel excited about being in this relationship with me. We're there together. And last of the E is, once you're able to understand and get that feeling that everything matters, excitement is very important. I'm going to encourage you. We now empower each other to have a healthy relationship. That's what the Love Cafe is all about. Truly, truly, before we can move forward and talk about how can we be comfortable in a relationship, we first of all have to understand that love is so important. You have to have a definition of love. And that definition has to be where you're comfortable. This is something you have derived from your experience. See, love is patient and kind. I'm going to say that again. Love is patient and kind. Back to the acronym. Love, when it becomes patient, means that I'm able to listen while we're having a conversation. My patience is that we have some challenges, we can overcome them together. I'm not going to harbor on the faults you have. I'm going to be patient that I'm able to work with, we are able to work with each other so we can make changes. Love is kind. Don't take my kindness for weakness. In a situation or in a relationship where love helps us have a long-lasting and strong relationship, please view my kindness as something very important. So it has to be valuable. And it should be everything. My ability to be kind, my ability to show you, put the work in. It empowers the relationship. So love is patient and kind. Love is not jealousy. Love is not jealousy. Love is not rude. Come on now. If you're going to be rude to that person you say you love, everybody else is in trouble. We have to always keep in mind that we have to be respectful. We have to make sure we take time to understand that that other person's feelings are very important. See, love does not demand its own way. Today, what love is, love demands us to come together and go on the way together. We have to always keep that in mind when we are dealing with individuals. We're individuals, and we must come together to make sure we can be on the same track towards success. Love is not irritating that person. Love is not. Love is loving that person. Love is taking time and sharing with that person. Love is giving. It's not taking. That love is all about where you're going to be able to give so you can receive. The most important gift you can get from anybody that say they love you is they can tell you, I love you. That's a gift you can't take back. I love you. Now, the reason I say you can't take it back, you're only going to give it to them as a gift because you're ready to give them a gift. You can't be afraid of that. Love is not keeping records. I tell individuals, they call me from time to time, I said, be careful with people because some people play games. And in the process of them playing those games, they keep score. Love is not about one-up you. That ain't what love is all about. Love is about believing and trusting and understanding that we're individuals. We have our own principles that are fundamental to us, but what we need to do is make sure we share them with that other person. They have their fundamental principles as well. See, love never give up. If you're in a relationship, love never give up. Some people will challenge me, well, it might get so volatile that you have to give up. It's a bit, well, love has nothing to do with hurt, humiliation, or abuse. If that's going on, when you're to the point where it's volatile, you need to just give them the gift of goodbye. You don't have time to sit around and play with this situation because it can lead to something you cannot remove yourself from. Love never loses faith and hope. It's always hopeful. It endures through every circumstance. If you're not understanding what love is, go to 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 7, and it'll share that with you, and you can take the opportunity truly take the opportunity to understand if you're not quite sure what love is, you have a chance to understand it. You don't have to look in Webster. You can look at our Holy Bible. It has the Lord words. Read it and understand it. That's what it's really, truly all about. Let's look at some other things. When I always talk about love, that what it really means to me, love is about a state of mind. When I give you the gift, my state of mind is I truly, truly have my eyes on you and I love you because I'm willing to listen, I'm willing to overcome, I'm willing to value who you are and definitely empower you. That's what love means to me. It's a state of mind. Love is unconditional. You probably heard people say, when I love hard. That means it's unconditional. It's no room to say, I love you if you do this. I love you if you give me this. I love you if you don't say this. Love is unconditional. And one other thing I want everybody to understand, love is not for everybody or everyone. Everybody not capable to love you. Your love is not for everybody. We have to remember that's so important because some people that not capable of giving you the love, and when you give them your love, they will drain you. They will suck you dry. The call-in number so you can be a part of this show and talk with Dr. Smith is 347-847-4192, press 1. I'll get you on the line. We'll have a chat. We'll talk. You'll offer your expertise. I'll just ask you to give your location. If you choose to give your name, that will be awesome as well. If you want to comment on Instagram, you have that opportunity. Please, I have a section in there where you can ask questions. Ask your question. See, Renee have been doing it. Thank you so much for using that part of Instagram. If you're on Facebook, comment. Let us know what you see love as being. You know, love is all about peace, joy, and happiness. Love is consistency. That's one of the words that individuals and every young lady will tell you. And I always, and I'm glad we had our conversation on Tuesday night on the Dr. Lowe Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show. We had Tuesday night, and we had our co-host on, Pastor Eddie Pratt. He made it clear. He said that we have to understand human nature. We have to understand each other. See, we have to know what's important to us. For a woman, love is very important. They're going to love you through thick and thin. They say they love you, they're going to love you through thick and thin. For a man, it's all about respect. We can all get to those places if we're willing to work together. But you know, you definitely have to have a definition for love and understand how that love can be used. Love will definitely include, and we want y'all to understand, the purest part of you. It's very pure. Love is pure. Love is painful. You don't hurt people when you love them. You don't humiliate people when you love them. You don't abuse people when you love them. You take care of them. You make it easy. You make sure it works. Love to me is all about my heart. I'm willing to be vulnerable because I want to love you. I'm going to take down the wall. When you take down the walls and allow yourself to be vulnerable, you will be able to love and understand love. Love is all about your soul. Love is an internal thing, not an external thing. Telling it from your mouth is not the way it's showing. Yes, I love you. I love you. Now I'm going to have to show it. Put the work in, got to be consistent, got to make sure it happened. We can't sit back and hope it happened. If you want a healthy life, find out what love is, two, and what it means to you, and then take what you have and put it into action. Let's focus on real love and true love. See, one of the things that we go through life, we have to understand there's types of love and which one is beneficial for the success of a healthy relationship, a marriage, life partner, even in dating. Some people say in dating you really don't have to worry about love. That's not always true. So understand what you're looking for. If you're looking for real love is caring about the happiness of another person. Real love is caring about the happiness of another person without wanting anything in return. Come on now. Come on, sisters and brothers. Tell me what you think. Share it with me in a comment. Is that what real love is? That's what your understanding is? I'm sharing that real love is caring about happiness of another person without looking, without wanting or looking for anything in return. Real love is patient. Remember what I said about love is patient and kind? Real love is patient and kind and honest. We talk about the various characteristics and traits of even a healthy relationship, a relationship with love. One of the things is definitely talk about and you should focus on is being honest. Honest with yourself so you can be honest with the individual that you are in this relationship with. You have to make sure that you're honest. Make sure you're trustworthy. Love is all about trust. Love is about communication. Love is about commitment. Love is about willingness. If I want to get to the end result, which is when we start and we're talking and sharing things, we don't hold back. We got to share some things. It's not that it's never the right. Somebody said it ain't the right time to talk about it. It's always the right time because when you put your heart in it, it can get trampled on if you're not talking about the things that you're uncomfortable about. So when you say real love is all about patience, kindness, being honest, it is the bond. See, real love is a bond that stems from time and from friendship. Think about the tiers of a relationship. When you meet somebody, they're your associate. You met them. Let me introduce Jim Bob. Let me introduce Jane Mary. Let me introduce, that's all they are, they're associates. Now, the next step we always talk about, that's why it's so important to develop and get time, you know you're moving in the right direction, is acquaintance. Now I want to spend time finding out who you are. We'll exchange numbers. We'll go and make a request on Facebook so we can communicate, and now we can spend some time developing toward that ultimate goal of love. In that process, when we're spending that time as an acquaintance, we move to the next thing, friendship. A friend is sometimes hard to come by. So we have to make sure that we are friendly. See, you can't have a friendship and talk about friend when you're not friendly. Just keep that in mind. You have to be willing to give the time, make sure the time is in place, make sure you're ready to be friendly. You have to just do all this to make sure love can grow. See, there's true love. When we said real love, as I just mentioned, that's authentic. See, that got to come from inside. True love is deep. True love is abiding love. That's imperial to emotion. True love is imperial. Because it do touch your emotions. One of the things that we always talk about, the aspect that is key to us day-to-day operation, is that we have to make sure we focus on these various aspects. That's physical, that's mentally, that's emotional, spiritual. We have to make sure we get those four. Then last one is finance. If it become the first one, you're going to have a challenge. You don't have to put them in that order, but true love is all about making sure your emotion is in the right place so you can get, you know, it comes, I get wheezy when I'm around that person. And one thing about true love is a choice. See, real love, since you know what it is, yes, it's a choice to be in love with somebody, but when you experience real love, some of the choices have already been made for you because God has put you on a pathway. That pathway allows you to meet that person that really, truly is authentic. They give you authentic love. True love is just, it's a choice. I might want to do it, and I might not. But it also requires, if you want true love, to have constant commitment to that person, regardless of the present circumstances. That's true love. So you're going to be committed to that person. And you constantly have to make sure you assess your commitment. See, true love is selfish. Now, you be careful with that one. Real love is not selfish. Here's some characteristics of true love that I want you to think about and see if it falls in your thought process. This is what true love is. True love is non-defensive and openness. Non-defensiveness. And openness. You're open to try something new. True love, see, that's a choice. True love is all about honesty and integrity. They come together. Being honest and having some integrity. True love is the respect of others' boundaries, priorities, and goals. You should never get into a relationship, never marry somebody, if you do not know what their goals are. What's the relationship goal? What's your priority? What are some boundaries? Once I know that, I have to definitely respect knowing you have boundaries. Respect knowing you have priorities. Respect knowing you have goals. True love is physical affection. I had somebody tell me one time in one of my previous relationships, they said they're not affectionate. They're not affectionate. They don't know how to show physical affection. I simply told them after having a conversation, you're not comfortable showing physical affection. Somewhere down the line, when you have shown that physical affection, it has not turned out in a positive way. So you have that fear that if I do it again, what's going to happen to me? But true love is all about physical affection. These are some traits and characteristics of true love. True love is understanding. Real love is authentic. Real love is patient for understanding. Real love is caring. True love is understanding. You may want to ask yourself, what do love look like to you? If my goal is to have a healthy relationship, and my goal is to take that relationship to where I'm to a marriage or to a life partner with that person, I have to understand what's involved with a healthy relationship. So this I should look. Healthy relationship involves honesty. We keep going back to that word that I talked about previously on the true love as a characteristic. Healthy relationship involves trust, respect, open communication between partners, taking time and giving the greatest effort to make sure our relationship is successful. Compromising must come from both people. It shouldn't be just one person always compromising. See, there's no imbalance of power. You know, I don't say unbalanced. No, unbalanced means somebody got the power and they in control. That ain't no love. That is not a relationship. That's not healthy for you. Both of you feel comfortable sharing the power. See, healthy relationship is about sharing all of the principles that you have, those fundamental principles that you have, you're willing to share. So you can come to some kind of mutual agreement, because we are individuals who have been trained, who've been exposed to different things. We all have been exposed to the same thing. So we can't fight for power here. We have to work together and become powerful. You know, I always, you know, share this and with a lot of people, they talk about a relationship, you know, and you talk about a marriage. Everybody says, it's a big difference when you're dating. Yes, it's a difference. But I want everybody to keep in mind, when you have worked toward making sure you have goals, making sure, you know, is a imbalance of power, making sure both are working and to live with compromise and knowing how to compromise, you're an individual, that person is an individual, but we're spiritually working to one place. So when we come together, we tie that triple core. And the core of things that attach from the top, which is God down, is the things like being open with that person. So you tie the triple core, you wrap it round. Like long time ago, about 30 or 40 years ago, they used to have what they called May Day. May Day was wrapping the May home. That's what you do when you come together. Two people with our Lord and Savior come together and spiritually wrap that core to become one and living with our Lord and Savior. That's what a healthy relationship is all about. And that's what love looks like. Now, also, what does romantic love look like? See, that's where we're making a mistake. I always tell people, don't get into a relationship and you start off in a relationship and you start to the point that you're just in a relationship. You go from associate, acquainted, to romantic. That's not a healthy relationship. Truly, truly is scary. Now, that means you had no, the goal was set by both of y'all. One person set that goal. And if both of y'all set that goal, that's fine. But you want to make sure you take some of these things we're talking about, a healthy relationship, the characteristics, like honesty, truth. If you were honest from the beginning, if that was your goal, that I want, and a lot of times males not going to tell you. Men's not going to tell you that. And my goal is to make you happy, whatever you want. But underline, we just say, my goal is to get to the prize. You know, we talk about the 90-day rule. The 90-day rule is that for 90 days, we just going to grow. We're going to build a relationship. I'm not being intimate with you, not having sex with you, until we have built a relationship beyond 90 days. One thing about men, and I can speak, we hear 90 days, we'll hear all the other parts. Because when it hit 12:01 on that 91st day to start in the morning, it's time. If you ain't ready to do it, it's time for me to bounce. Romantic love looks like this. In a mature romantic love situation, two people are together because they want to be together. That's what romantic love is. Two people are together because they want to be together. Not just because they feel a irrational desire or need to be with one another. If you think it's irrational, your desire wanting to get to that 91st day, and you know you have to go through this, you really don't need, because a lot of time you got 20% in and 80% out, meaning you got 20% of your body inside of that relationship and the other 8 outside, the other 80 outside. So you have to have a belief and a feeling of irrational desire and a need. You have to have a need to want to be with me. You have to have a need, and you have to tell me, I desire to be with you. We pray for the desire. We say, God, because God know what love is. God, as in 1 Corinthians said, want you to understand that love is all about patience. Love is all about wanting to be with that person. So romantic love looks like this, where people want to be with each other. Romantic love is where I desire and need to be with you, because you give that satisfaction internally for me to the point where I'm thankful that I found somebody that loved me. Now I can say I know what love looks like. Do you know what love looks like? Do you know what romantic love looks like? Give us a call. Share your thoughts. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll get you on the line. You can chat with Dr. Lowe, and we can just communicate and talk about love. I'll ask you for your location. Then definitely ask you to offer your expertise, your question, your comment. All right, let's move forward, because our time is quickly moving beyond our scheduled time. We have to also keep in mind some signs of a romantic relationship. And it says a romantic love is a mature love. That includes acceptance, emotional support, commitment, calmness. See, that's a very important thing. See, because that gets to that point. If a person is not calm when things happen and get all berserk, go crazy, acting up, and he may or she may put their hands on you because they lost the calmness. The signs of what a romantic love looks like is, and a mature love looks like, It includes acceptance. It includes emotional support. You should be the emotional support for your partner. You have to be the emotional support. You have to be committed. You have to be calm. You have to be respectful. You have to be caring. You have to be kind. You have to be friendly. You have to be considerate. These are the things that is a mature love, which is a romantic love. You don't get that in the associate stage when you first meet them. You don't get that in the acquaintance stage when you first meet them. You don't get that in the friendship stage when you first meet them. You have to work. You have to put the time in. We talked about, do love make you uncomfortable? If love don't make you uncomfortable, do it make you feel uncomfortable? See, we have to understand that a lot of time we have to play with words. The title of our show is, Do Love Make You Uncomfortable? But I just said, when we're talking about love, why do love make you uncomfortable? When you're in love, you get uncomfortable because it arouses anxiety. Because it's threatening that long-standing psychological defense that you have formed from an early period in life in regards to relations. Because it keeps you from enduring or encountering emotional pain. So you become very uncomfortable. Once you have built up this and you begin to kind of relinquish a little bit of it, what happened is that leaves you feeling vulnerable. Love is all about vulnerability. Are you ready to love? Do you know why you are uncomfortable when you're in love? You ask yourself, just simply just hearing that, because when you're in love, you get excited. You get nervous. That's anxiety. Because of what you're not accustomed to. Everybody, you've been in a relationship, truly, you can't say, and I ask you not to say, you maybe can't, that I've been in love with everybody I've been in a relationship. Then you need to check and make sure you know what love is. Because you'll truly have to realize that you ain't in love with everybody. Everybody don't deserve your love. Everybody don't deserve your love. You'll know when you in love. Because it will arouse anxiety. It will threaten what you're so accustomed to. Those psychological defenses that you're accustomed to putting up, what we call walls. See, love will tear those walls down. Come on now. Now, love will tear those walls down. You have the walls because you have had so much emotional pain and rejection. So when you feel invulnerable, that's when you know you're in love. When you're feeling vulnerable, that's when you know you're in love. Yes, you may be feeling uncomfortable, but that don't mean you can't be in love. So we always want to keep that in mind. The next thing we want to cover, we about 2 minutes of our time, we just want to cover two more things, but I will start with this one particularly. It's we had a question. Why do so many people respond in a negative manner when they getting love or why being in love. One of the reasons why is because of what love brings. Love brings kindness. And if you're not used to kindness from people, you're used to deception that is coming up as kindness, you're not going to trust them. Love, being in love, brings about affection. If you're not used to affection, if you always been a volatile situation, abusive situation, when someone become affectionate towards you, you push them off. Love is truly when people respond negatively because they encounter a sensitive attunement. They have put you in a place you're not comfortable. I'm reading the question and making some statements. Thank you so much for those individuals. It says sometimes it might be that they won't love as much as you give love. Thank you so much. They're because of a fear of rejection. Exactly what we were saying. Thank you so much. See, Renee. Thank you so much. So you have to keep that in mind. See, when you deal with, because of all these negative things and these skills, see, we can have bad skills and we can have good skills in a relationship. Sometimes it's from what you have encountered. See, when you not used to companionship, if you're not used to respect, then you're going to respond in a negative way. It is too difficult for you to adjust when you have not been exposed to it. You would say, I'd rather be by myself because I don't know how to take this person being kind to me. I don't know how to take this person that's showing affection. I don't know how to take this person that's sensitive what's going on with me. I don't know how to take this person truly respecting me. I don't know how to take this person actually want to be my companion. I'm very afraid. But you have to keep in mind it's all about work. If you're ready to put the efforts in, even though you're not accustomed to it, that don't mean you can't do it when you decide to put the work in. Why should you choose love when it's uncomfortable? I want to just say a couple of things about that. Why should you choose love, come on, when it's uncomfortable? We just said that even if love is uncomfortable and it puts you in a different frame of mind, makes you excited and anxious about things, and it sets up anxiety, and it sets up vulnerabilities, that is the time for you to make a choice. Make a choice to love and be loved. That is why you should choose love when you're uncomfortable. Because now you're making a choice to love and be loved. You also will choose love because it will require you now to be patient, require you to be kind. It's been difficult before, but now when it becomes uncomfortable, I'm vulnerable, now I say, can I be patient enough to see, can I make it through this? It calls for you to celebrate. See, there's one thing about it. When you choose to be uncomfortable and choose to be in love, you go into a celebration mode. It's also a type of love that is true. Sometimes it allows you to become a lot more aggressive. Your uncomfortableness allows you to be a lot more aggressive. It requires you to sometimes go over and beyond. So when we say, why you should choose love when it's uncomfortable, because sometimes love is not easy. It's been an awesome show tonight. I thank you for joining us. I want to give a shout out to those individuals who took time to be on the board. Thank you so much. It was Blog Talk Radio and our radio station. Thank you for those individuals joining us on Facebook, on Device 1, as well as Device 2. Thank you so much. That's Tyrone Henderson, Bachelor Tay Pickett, Be Inspired to Inspire. And also, we have a few joining us, and I thank each and every one on Instagram. C. Renee, thank you so much for joining us and being interactive. Thank you, C. Renee, sharing how you feel. Thank you so much, sharing your questions and having questions. Also, a shout out to the Brand Master 1914, my frat brother, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you so much for joining us. Also, I want to give a shout out to Turn to Wood. Thank you so much for joining us. If it was about 30 years ago, I know what you mean by Turn to Wood. Come on now, if you're an organization. I've mentioned C. Renee already. Thank you so much. I'm going to say D. Rossi or Dr. Rossi. However, yes, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having each and every one of you all on the show tonight. I tell you, we're going to come back and get back at you on Monday. We have an awesome guest coming in. Going to talk about the pandemic and some of the legal ramifications there are dealing with the pandemic. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. That's Dr. Diane Johnson. Thank you so much. She's a lawyer, attorney who's there and available to answer the questions you may have. So she'll be with us on Monday night talking real to you. And the time for that show is 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, I tell you, God is so good. He blessed us for an awesome platform tonight. We're going to come back again, and we're going to share some more thoughts on this. Whether his love makes you comfortable, because now you have found love. We're going to have another time. So join us on Monday night at 7:30. We want you to be interacted on Instagram, Facebook. We also will have a room created. So if you want to jump in the room and just be a part of it and talk and just listen to the show, it's fine. We've always got our call-in number to our radio station, WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. God is so good. It's a blessing. And I hope something was gained. This vessel was able to share something, and I was able to share. Because it's all about how much I love you. I always give you the L's. I throw the L's up because I love you. I give you a heart because it's coming from my heart. That's where love comes from for me. That's real love that I have for you. It's authentic, and truly, truly, you can't do nothing about it. Hashtag be responsible over this weekend so we can have you back with us on Monday. Hashtag One Life Matter. Make sure in your responsibility to your family, to your friends, to your coworkers, that you wear your mask. I know some states are easing up and giving you a choice. But the only way we're going to be able to help control this, because the numbers are rising again, is that we have to wear our mask. Even if you have a vaccine, you have to stay 6 feet away. Avoid large gatherings. Wash your hands. And truly, truly, I know it seems like the country is opening back up. We're back at work in some cases. We're opening up our venues for entertainment. but avoid large crowds, even if you had the vaccine. Let's keep that in mind. Hashtag One Life Matter. Hashtag keep on grinding. That's what we're going to do on this show and the eight others that we have. This is the Love Cafe through WBSW Talk Radio. We also ask you to communicate for understanding. The four we give for you, the four fingers is the L is for love and listening. The O is for overcoming. The V is for valuable and mutual values. The E is for everything, excitement, encouragement. And all this leads to empowering you to find out and understand what true love is. That's what the Love Cafe is all about, sharing some thoughts with you. It's been awesome. And I want you to definitely do this. I want you to make sure you go hug your family member, your children, your grandchildren, your husband, your significant other, your brother, your sister, whoever, all your family members, give them a hug. If you can't give them a hug, do a virtual hug. If you can't face-to-face tell them you love them, call them and tell them you love them because they want to hear from you. Go to the virtual platform and tell them you love them. And as we always say when we close out, you know, it's so important we understand what love is. We talked about real love tonight. If you truly, truly are happy with that person, hold on to it or hold on to him. If you're feeling vulnerable, hold on to me. That makes you uncomfortable, but love is down the road. And as we close it out, you want to hold on so they can't let go of you. So it says, hold on, can't let go. We don't own the rights to the music, but we like to play. And as I close out, I want everybody to know it's been awesome being here with you tonight. Check us out on Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we look to have a ball on talking real to you. Have an awesome weekend. I love you, people, and I want to say it emphatically. I love you. Thank you. brothers on. Iola, thank you so much. It's awesome to be here, and we got to give a shout-out to those ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, the ladies of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. I've given an awesome shout-out to the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. But last but never least, those ladies of Final Womanhood, where's that blue and white? Where's the distinction of being a dove? The ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, thank you, and we will see you on Monday night. Good night. Have an awesome rest of the night.